What a piece of work is man, how noble in reason, how infinite in faculty.
It took 7 cops to bring me down, and even after they cuffed me, I still gave them a fight for their money.
Can you picture the kind of scene that was, Simone being dragged away, scratching and kicking in handcuffs?
Have you been in jail for the past 3 days?
Yeah, since the rally, they finally let us out last night.
Yeah, well, maybe you'd been better off if you'd stayed there, Simone. I mean, at least in jail, you know that you have a place to sleep at night.
I have a place to sleep at night, Arthur!
But you don't own it, Simone! It's not your building!
I worked harder for that building than any millionaire has ever worked to get a piece of property.
But that doesn't mean that the city has to give it to you just because you decided that you wanted to work for it. I could decide that I want to own Central Park. And I could plant blueberries in it every day for the next 30 years. That doesn't mean that the city's just going to turn around and hand me the park.
We're talking about an old, beat-up building that nobody has anything to do with. Who did we hurt by taking it over and making it into a home?
It wasn't yours to take over, Simone!
Forget it. It's a losing argument. You're never going to convince him. Let's get down to something serious. Do you know who ripped Pete off?
Yeah, no, why? You mean to announce their names over the air?
I want you to get him his watch back.
What?
He asked me to tell you that whoever stole his money could keep it, and they could even keep his camera, but his watch was left to him when his father died, and he really would like to have that return.
Forget it, Arthur. We scored 35 bucks for that watch.
What do you mean, we scored 35 bucks for it? Were you a part of this?
I wasn't one of the people who actually robbed him, but yeah, I did eat some of the food the money bought.
How could you do that, Simone? How could you eat food that was bought with money that they stole from somebody who was laying on the street bleeding?
Someone that you know, no less.
Hey, I eat what I can. We turned a symbol of material wealth into food for 12 people.
Yeah, and an hour later, the food was gone, Simone!
What are you talking about, an hour? The way those animals must have tore into that food, I'll bet it would disappear within 15 seconds, and that was the end of Pete's father's watch.
Do you at least have the pawn ticket?
Yeah, give me the pawn ticket. I'll buy Pete his watch back. That'll be my present when he comes back to the show.
We didn't sell it in the pawn shop. We sold it to some tourists on the street.
So what you're saying is the watch is gone forever?
Yeah. Pete's symbol of filthy, corrupt capitalism is gone forever!
And this is not some millionaire real estate owner that you vultures ripped off. This is a poor student who's barely getting by himself.
He's not down to his last dollar, Arthur. He'd be able to get more money tomorrow!
How do you know? He hasn't established himself yet. He doesn't know if he's gonna make it. Maybe one day he'll need to sell that watch so he can eat.
Yeah, well, if that happens, he can come to the squat and we'll give him a meal.
You know, you make me sick. I used to say that as a joke, but now I mean it. You make me physically nauseous.
Arthur, we didn't rob him so we could buy heroin. We robbed him so we could buy food. That if you couldn't afford to eat, and there was a gold watch, a camera, and a wallet full of money on the street in front of your face, you'd do the same thing.
Simone, I don't feel sorry for you. Nobody told you you had to be hungry. You chose it. You, all by yourself. You had a wife, you had a family, and a job, and a normal place to live.
My wife hangs up on me when I'm trying to call her these days.
Well, what the hell do you expect? Look at you. You think she wants you to be an influence on her children?
They're my children, too.
Yeah. And thank God your wife is smart enough to keep them away from you. Get the hell out of my studio, Simone. I don't think I ever want to see you coming back here again.
You son of a bitch. You know, for years you exploit me on your show, and now that I have something to say to the people, you won't let me come on!
Everybody's already heard what you have to say to them, Simone, and they don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah, well, they're going to hear plenty from you, Arthur, and so will you.
Man, you believe him? His friends rip off a poor kid who's laying on the street bleeding, and he's sitting there defending him.
I tell you, he used to be such a happy-go-lucky idiot, laughing his way through this ludicrous life. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, well, whatever happened to him, I'm afraid to God it never happens to anybody else.
Amen.